There are 1,000 items on your to-do list. You really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. There we go. There, I can hear myself.
Yeah,
now. We're so behind today. Oh, man.
Another fine and beautiful Saturday here, State of Jefferson.
It's not Saturday, Robert.
Sunday.
It's Sunday.
It is Sunday. We are running a little bit behind here this morning.
There's a huge wreck outside, so we were watching that for way too long.
Yeah, I had a big wreck out in front of the studio, and I think about every cop on duty was down here.
At least for RPD, because there was three that were hanging out
there
for
a little
bit.
Yeah, and a highway patrol, and then the one cop that pulled up to get their Dutch brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just about everybody on duty.
Oh, man.
Well, anyways, it is a beautiful Sunday morning
here
in the state of Jefferson. Gorgeous weather and good times and good days. And
it's been getting warm.
Yeah.
And not like summer warm. Like, you know where it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon and the sun is just beating you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not like hot, but just like, oh, that burns. Like,
well, we could discuss the increase of radiation that's coming through our atmosphere due to the failure of the magnetic lines, the Van Allen belts, but that's a whole other conversation.
Like, you just lost me. Was there science involved in that?
There's actually a lot of science, and it's actually really natural. About every 300,000 years, the poles of the Earth flip magnetically, and we're
in the process of that happening.
But meanwhile, for that to happen, our magnetic field actually weakens, so more radiation comes in from the sun.
Contributes
to things like global warming, stuff like that.
Long pause.
Yeah.
Actually, wasn't the last time that the poles flipped, like in the 1400s or the 1500s? It was one of those, like it half flipped and then it flipped back. I remember there
hasn't been a full flip for a long, long time.
Yeah, not a full one, but it was a half one, and they think that it contributed to... I saw on the History Channel.
It's Sunday morning.
Dang it. The magnetic
fields do weird things.
Yeah.
So. But our planet should be getting cooler here pretty soon with all the volcanoes going off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, see, that, putting all that in the atmosphere.
Well, see, that's what happens. The ice melts, the water rushes into the oceans, creates surface pressure, pushes down on the plates, squeeze the magma and the magnetic core, so the Earth actually starts to heat up from the inside, blows magma out of volcanoes, puts ash into the atmosphere, blocks the radiation, cools the planet off, and ice starts to reform. All without your Ford or your Buick on the road.
I don't know. If you don't have a PhD, I'm not sure that I can...
Oh, I grew up with rock hounds. So,
anyway, no, that's really cool. Random stuff from the state of Jefferson.
Random stuff going on this morning. So one of the things that we want to get out there, something that's really exciting, is we want everybody to go to a website called fixcal.org.
Yep.
Okay. And on there, Tim Draper, the guy that pushed six states for California last year, he is doing a contest for ideas to fix the state of California. And Mark Baird submitted Jefferson in the 51st state as a solution to fix Northern California and help fix Southern California through a state split, explains the process on there. But the beautiful thing is whoever wins this contest by a vote of the people receives $2 million from Mr. Draper's foundation. And what $2 million could mean for the State of Jefferson movement is fantastic, because that is our lawsuit funded. That's everything that we need right there to complete the State of Jefferson if we have to go to court. Now, the great thing is you can actually go on there and you can upvote the State of Jefferson, and then you go to the other petitions and downvote theirs. You can actually take one vote away. So when you see a low number of votes, don't get discouraged, because we have had people attacking the State of Jefferson petition.
Yeah, the 51st state.
And putting theirs up. So actually, the lead that we have is pretty comfortable. We're ahead, but we need everybody that supports the State of Jefferson, go vote for this, and we've got the money that we need to fight that. And that is fixcal.org. It's out on our Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. People should be getting emails. We're going to be putting it out there. And when number two is the solution to fix California is legalize ferrets and remove the prohibition on ferrets.
It's actually changed a little bit. I just pulled it up. And literally, in the time that Robert was telling you about that, on the entire first page, I downvoted everybody but the 51st state. The 51st state is at 74 votes. Trade bullet trains for desalinization plants is at 23. And then ferret legalization is at 20.
Ferret legalization, the absolute be-all, end-all solution to fix California. Maybe their plan is to import a bunch of ferrets and then turn them loose in the legislature.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Especially given the next line is remove barriers to firing poor performing government employees. You have been ferreted. You must leave.
Yeah. So, yeah, anybody and everybody, please go. Get your whole household to vote. Mm-hmm. All you need is an email address. So, get dad, get mom, get grandma, get grandpa, get the kids, get everybody. Go and vote for that, because what that money could mean for our movement is massive. That is our Supreme Court case right there in one shot.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is reach out, take the money, and go vote for it.
Yep.
So.
And again, that is fixcal.org.
Mm-hmm. And keep on trucking along. And things in State of Jefferson are trucking right along.
Yeah, they are.
Things in Plumas County have kind of broken that gap and are moving through. Colusa, we have declarations out of the city of Williams and the city of Colusa, which basically is the county of Colusa, population-wise. We expect something to be happening there very soon. So things keep trucking along. And El Dorado County is absolutely on fire for the State of Jefferson. They have a sheriff down there, Sheriff DiAgostino. And for those of you who don't know who Sheriff DiAgostino is, he is the guy that actually canceled the memorandum of understanding with the federal agencies in his county and told the federal agencies, you will not so much as issue a traffic ticket in my county without my permission.
Which every sheriff can do.
Absolutely.
Every single one of them.
He doesn't just give lip service to being a constitutional sheriff. He absolutely walks the walk.
Mm-hmm.
And he is exactly what you need to be looking for. Do we have a phone call?
Not yet. Terry wants to update you on Calusa, but he will call in momentarily here.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll be getting a quick update on Calusa here. And like we were saying, El Dorado is absolutely on fire. We think we're going to have a great thing there, probably 5-0. We've got a sheriff that absolutely gets it and understands what's going on. And I think one of the things that we want to talk about this week, and it's nice to have you back from shooting Yankees.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Did you
also shot Confederates, too. I did a little bit of both this weekend, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Saturday I was a Confederate, Sunday
it's
I was a
It's very
Yankee.
Modern of you.
It is very. Yeah. I'm a traitor. Sorry. No, it was nice because I got to, our old unit was the first year sharpshooters, and so I got to do that again. So I was fighting with Mark Baird and against Mark Baird, so.
Nice.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Sounds like a good time. And I think we've got our caller on the line.
We do.
Awesome. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, guys. Let me give you the updates on what's going on with Jefferson. There is not a declaration out of Williams. There is a declaration out of Calusa, the city of Calusa.
Oh, okay.
At this particular point in time, they are looking at possible dates to go in front of the Board of Supervisors. The update on El Dorado is that, yes, the sheriff is a constitutional sheriff. However, they will be going to have their presentation in August, the first part of August. Mm-hmm. It looks fairly good. Over in Plumas County, there has not been a decision yet made on when they are going to do the action and discussion item. We're hoping for that in May. On May the 11th, we are going to Nevada County, and Nevada County will be having a presentation, their first presentation, and that will be done at 1:30 in the afternoon at the Board of Supervisors Chambers in Nevada City. Also, we have got Trinity. There will be one more meeting with one other supervisor, and then that could be going shortly to a discussion/action item in Trinity. That's pretty much the update. There's nothing firm on El Dorado at this point, other than the fact that there are some good feelings out there of people. I can say this, that their committee that is been formed in El Dorado County, it does encompass a lot of people who are in the community, and a lot of people that that even work in the public sector, which is interesting.
Very nice.
I think there's a lot of people that really get it. Mm-hmm. And the sheriff there really is a constitutional sheriff. Yesterday, he put a banner of the state of Jefferson, 4x8, out on his property to show people he's behind it and does want to speak when we do the presentation.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Question for you, Terry. Somebody just chimed in the chat room. It's May 12th at 1:30, not May 11th.
Oh, is it May 12th? Is that the Tuesday?
They're saying via Steve Baer, they said May 12th,
yeah.
Which is Tuesday.
Did I say May 11th? Well, it's May 12th, May 11th. It's the Tuesday there at 1:30.
Tuesday. Okay, so it's Tuesday the 12th.
And,
thank you.
Yeah, that should be a very, very good meeting. We're looking forward to that. But I just really want to encourage people when they go to these presentations, you know, especially if you're from that county, it's very, very important that you speak. It's very important that you let your voice be heard, because mm-hmm. unless you let your voice be heard, it will be the silent majority.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the update. We're going to
have
to sneak off here to a break real quick.
Yep.
And we'll be back on the other side here.
Yeah. So if you have any questions or comments or anything like that, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or visit online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Relive the glitz, glamour, and glorious music of the 70s and 80s at the Cascade Theater as the Riverfront Playhouse Capital Campaign presents Remember When Rock Was Young, the Elton John tribute starring Craig A. Meyer and the Rocket Band. A celebration of the character, costumes, and charisma of the famed pianist and singer, this fully produced show will captivate you on Thursday, May 7th. Call 243-8877 for ticket information or log on to cascadetheater.org for one unforgettable evening you'll remember when rock was young.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. On Monday, we welcome James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy the Magazine, and let's find out what's going on in our great northern region. Other topics is what happened over the weekend, including those great golf tournaments, any more riots, and anything else we think of. All of this Monday right here, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox, beat grunt. No strength, the ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High choir in a fire, representing seven games in the cavalry for hire and a combat side. Left away.
Well, welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where our music dies suddenly when we start bebopping to it. Poor Bobby, something's like, aw. Oh, something happened, but we're back. Good morning.
Well, we live in California. We're used to the music coming to a sudden screeching halt for no good reason.
Right.
So,
that's funny.
You know, and we were talking about on the break, the silent majority. And I'm sitting back and watching, and I don't think the majority is being as silent as they once were. I think they're starting to wake up to a lot of the things that are going on and some of the things. And some of us that have been down the rabbit hole, as I like to call it, for a while,
yeah,
and, you know, have been on the front lines of the fight and seeing things that are going on, are growing even more Do you have me?
I still have you.
Yeah. Are growing even more restless than that with some of the situations that's going on.
Well, when you look at the history of California and that, it's like when I talk to a lot of people out there today, they're like, oh, we're totally for you, but we're waiting for the revolution. Like they're waiting for the silent violence to really start breaking out. And it's like, oh, let's do something now before you get to that point.
Well,
but a lot of people, they're falling back on the, I'm waiting for the bullets to fly.
Yeah.
And that leads us right into Siskiyou again.
Yeah, right back into Siskiyou County. And there are a lot of people that are kind of sitting back and going, you know, why am I going to invest when I think the whole thing's going to fall down around our ears no matter what we do? And, you know, what's discouraging is a lot of that sentiment's among the youth. A lot of the younger people are like, this whole thing's coming apart at the seams. Nothing we do is going to fix it. Let it just hit the fan so we can put it back together.
Yep.
And, speaking of Siskiyou County, perfect example of California and our agencies no longer having respect for the rule of law. For those of you that don't remember, last year the Third Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the moratorium on suction dredge mining in our rivers. What California had done is they had said, oh, yes, you're absolutely allowed to suction dredge mine in California, but you have to have a permit to do it. But we're going to refuse to issue the permits.
Which is what they've actually been doing with a lot of CCWs down south, too. And it's gotten overturned and flipped over and everything like that.
Yeah. So the Third Circuit Court of Appeals said that that represented a de facto ban on mining, which was a violation, I believe, of the 1876 mining clause. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. They overturned the need to have a permit. They overturned everything. Said this season comes up, go back to suction dredge mining. Well, the suction dredge mining season's open. Mm-hmm. And you've got people back out on their legal mining claims in Siskiyou County and suction dredging, and you know, which actually clears spawning beds for salmon and does good things for the river, despite all the hype that you hear. But we have two miners now who have had their equipment and their dredges confiscated by Fish and Game.
Now, of course, they were confiscated legally, right?
Defined legally.
Well, you know, there was a warrant to take this. They were cited for this.
Nope.
They were given a receipt for the equipment. Nope. But that doesn't sound legal.
There was a law or an ordinance or statute that they were violating to incur this action? No. Basically, Fish and Game showed up and told these guys that they couldn't suction dredge mine because Fish and Game doesn't recognize the state Supreme Court decision. They're going to wait for a federal court decision.
Wait.
You heard me right.
Whoa. You want to say that one more time?
They do not recognize the state Supreme Court decision and are waiting to see if this goes to the federal level to be picked up. So you have a California agency saying, we don't like what our state Supreme Court said, so we're going to ignore it. They showed up and took these gold dredges from these two separate miners. This is two separate incidences. And the miners told them, arrest me. If I'm breaking the law, arrest me. They wouldn't do that. They said, okay, cite me. Cite me the violation that I am committing and write me a ticket. Refused to do that. Took the dredges. They wouldn't write them a receipt for them and then left. So they took these people's property off of a legal mining claim illegally under the threat of force. What is that? That's theft.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
well, actually, it could be even more than theft. Because were they armed?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be burglary then?
Strong arm robbery, perhaps?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then if it's over $1,000, wouldn't it be grand theft?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It would be a felony now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, interesting things. You know, unfortunately, have not been able to receive comment from Fish and Game or the sheriff's office in Siskiyou County yet because you got to wait till Monday and everybody's mm-hmm. in the office.
Yeah.
As far as I know, Siskiyou County Sheriff was not directly involved in any of this as yet. It was just Fish and Game. So, but I mean, this is a perfect example of what is being done, and there is no respect for the rule of law by our own government. And at what point does it start to change from talk to active, open civil disobedience?
Honestly, if that were my equipment?
Yeah. It's,
I'm just saying.
And it goes right into the miners that in Galice.
In Oregon?
You know, the mining claim in Oregon, if you guys have been following along with that story with mm-hmm. us. It does appear that, at least for now, BLM has backed way off. Because
well, they don't want another Bundy situation. Too many people sympathize with Bundy and not the government.
Yeah. There was a great big light shown on what was going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
And BLM initially denied issuing the cease and desist order. Oh, we never did that. And then the guy that has the mine, you know, shows the documents to everybody. And they go, oh, well,
maybe
we did. That wasn't really our intention. And then the last time when I spoke to the public affairs officer personally, what he told me, and this is the final version of the story, is, well, that really wasn't a cease and desist order. It was more of a polite suggestion. You know, at
oh, my God. You can't make it up.
That was his exact words. It was more of like a polite suggestion. And he likened it to when you get a speeding ticket. He says, you know, like when you get a speeding ticket, you can just pay the fine or you could go to court and appeal it. You know, we were just
Either way, you have to do what they tell you to, though.
I know.
That's not a polite suggestion. Go to court or pay the ticket. A polite suggestion would be, or you don't have to do either one of those and you could just ignore my presence.
Well, their polite suggestion was, oh, appeal this in court and
or we'll burn your buildings down.
Yeah, or we'll burn your cabin down. Remove all of your equipment. Remove all traces of the mine, so that we can say that it's an unworked claim and sell it to somebody else. Is what was going on.
You mean like and, the Chinese?
Well, there you go. How far down the rabbit hole you want to go? So,
there was a question in the chat room. Could Lopi arrest the federal agents who stole this equipment from the miners?
If everything is exactly the way that it appears to be, and like I said, we haven't gotten the story from both sides yet,
yeah.
But the stories of these two miners have been vouched for and vetted for somebody that I know personally and respect very much, and I believe them to be telling the truth. I think that Sheriff Lopi would be duty bound to arrest the federal officers for theft and return the property to the rightful owners.
So my suggestion would be for anybody listening in Siskiyou County, maybe you should start sending some phone calls into the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, call Sheriff Lopi's office.
Because as a citizen, you can demand answers.
You won't be getting anywhere till Monday when everybody's back in.
Of course, yeah.
So,
but could you imagine flooding their inbox with 75 phone calls saying, hey, what the heck's going on with this?
Yeah, somebody better start explaining something.
That silent majority needs to say something.
You know, and for me personally, I'm not going to buy, oh, well, you know, we, the Fish and Game, don't buy the court decision, so we're not going to abide by it.
Okay, well, I don't buy a lot of the laws of California. That doesn't mean I can just ignore them.
Yeah, I don't imagine
I'd get very far with that.
Well, I don't buy into California not allowing me to open carry.
Right.
So I'm just going to go do what I want. And then you have anarchy and a complete breakdown of society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but somewhere you've got to put a stop to it. And I don't have a whole lot of faith in our agencies telling the truth. The BLM situation that we were just discussing,
yeah.
They have lied through their teeth the whole way through this process.
Well, they're covering their butts because they know they're in trouble. It's like a 2-year-old who just got caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah.
Oh, this was for you, Daddy.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's like. And they've BS'd their way through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fortunately, I think with the amount of attention that this has gotten, it's put a stop to it. We're hoping. There are people still on site, and they're going to stay on site to make sure that these miners' rights are protected until they have their day in court.
I think the thing that makes me sick about most of these types of situations is this is the reason we have law enforcement.
It is.
This is what the Sheriff's Department is for. The Sheriff's Department is to stop the federal and state intrusion into these counties. It is their job to uphold the law. And when they don't do it, citizens have to do it themselves. And when citizens do it themselves, they get in trouble.
Yeah, it gets ugly.
It gets really ugly.
You know, but it's a prime example of why we need the radical change that we're looking for in the state of Jefferson. And one of the other things that we wanted to dive into again is money, but we should probably do that on the other side of the break.
We probably should.
So
if you have any questions or comments about anything that was said already, or if you have any ideas about the financial situation and all that fun stuff, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Alright, come on.
Oh no, you didn't. Better watch your back, boy. Keep running. This ain't just a game, I'll never stop coming. I got my arsenal, I put out the call. And when I'm finished, y'all, you'll be a rag doll.
Fool, try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you didn't.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you didn't.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair, California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to standandfightclubinc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Whatever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
I don't know. I think he's in the garage. Hey, tell him it's time for dinner.
Left step. Right step. Left step.
Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the walk a mile in her shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do like I did, son. Get a bunch of your friends together and visit the One Safe Place website at ospshasta.org and register for the walk. And here, I happen to have another pair of heels. Left step, right step.
You guys make me so proud.
Please join the Walk a Mile chairman, Joe Comenti, and his family for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event Saturday, May 9th in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me May 7th for Romance on the River at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy a special menu set just for this evening with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Joining me on stage in Elements Lounge will be Johnny Gonzalez on piano, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and my special guest, Lou White. For reservations, call 243-3377. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds in the Elements Lounge from 7 to 9 p.m. See you there.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Are you coming to a tree where Dad may go down for his love to sleep? Strange things did happen, you know, stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree?
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. Where it's always hopping.
It is. It's always busy.
They
keep shoveling it and we keep digging.
Well, just now during the break, you were saying that Fish and Game just got 64,000 some
14 laptops for $64,000.
Which is $4,650 a laptop.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Like, I want one of those laptops.
Yeah,
holy
does it
crap.
Come with wheels and a motor?
Right?
Better be
you
a
get
pretty,
a used car for that much.
Yeah, better be yeah. a pretty impressive laptop.
Right.
Well, and that goes right into money and some of the things that we wanted to cover.
Yep.
And because looking at some of the comments on the fixcal.org website where we're asking everybody to go vote, you can see a couple of the comments on there from new people that are saying, yeah, this is a great idea, but are you financially viable?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is the
and
short,
here's the link.
Yeah, short answer, you can go to soj51.net and look that up.
Yep.
And one of the things that, you know, some people that have been bringing up and things that I'd kind of like to dispel a little bit is why would we want to leave the eighth largest economy in the world? Okay. And, you know, California is running a budget surplus of $10 billion, and things are rosy and beautiful and rainbows and unicorns.
Here's my question. How are you running a budget surplus of $10 million when you're in debt $1.3
trillion? Well, we're about to get to that.
Okay. Sorry, because I'm jumping ahead again. The L word totally popped in my head. I forgot to dispel it.
The best way that I could think of it is California's financial situation is like a teenage boy's bedroom. Okay, you tell your teenage boy to go clean their bedroom, and you open the door and you look in real quick, and everything looks good.
Mm-hmm.
but don't look between the mattresses because you're going to find porno mags and cigarettes and booze, and don't open the closet because everything's going to fall out and kill you, and all of the dirt's been swept under the rug, and who knows what's hiding in the desk. Okay? That's California's finances. On the surface, quick look, yeah, everything's okay. Mm-hmm. But you start to dig into things, and you say, well, how are you running a $10 billion surplus? Oh, you've just taken all of your debt and your liability and moved it off your books.
Ooh. Okay. Is that really what they did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not part of the budgetary plan.
I wish I could do that with my finances.
Yeah. I'm just going to put my debt over here.
I don't owe anything on that car anymore.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist. I don't have to pay it.
Hide it in the closet.
I'm sure the credit union would love that.
And then you get into, okay, why would you want to leave the eighth largest economy in the world? Well, let's look at that number on the surface. By volume, yes, California is the eighth largest economy in the world. Mm-hmm. But now you look at per capita, which is actually a better assessment of individual production and success and economic viability.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not even number one in our own country. We're 13. And that's only that's only counting legally documented citizens.
Which we have at least 30% more than that.
Well, when you figure about a third of the people living in California and part of that economic model are not documented, are not citizens, and are not calculated into the model, that 13th per capita drops a lot more.
Probably a 30.
We're the eighth largest economy in the world. That's great, but less than 50% of the people are in the private sector.
Yeah.
How does that model really look?
Jeez.
Don't open that closet door.
Yes.
There's a bowling ball on top of everything.
Ooh.
and again, California continues to hamstring the things that we need to do. We just floated a $7.2 billion water bond. Okay. So we're mortgaging our children's future for critical infrastructure. I am all in agreement that we need to be building dams, that we need to be building water reservoirs. But out of that $7.2 billion... Mm-hmm. Only $2 billion of that is going to go to dam construction. 50% of that's been set aside for administration fees. Okay. So, oh, and by the way, the money to build dams is going to be at the end of the program. You know, all of this money that's getting funneled to special interests and environmental groups and environmental protections and wetlands restoration and all of that, that's going to come out of there first. And the legislature's up here with some help tried to push it through where we can start dam construction first because mm-hmm. that's what's critical. And guess what? The California legislature shot it down because they have to give the money to the special interests that got them elected.
Yeah.
You know, again, there is no sanity. There's no respect for rule of law in any of this that's going on. And again, it's a perfect example of why we need the state of Jefferson.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane.
I don't think insanity even covers it anymore.
It's criminal.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's not even...
The insanity is to do nothing to stop it.
Yeah.
At
the same point, though, I don't know if there is anything that we can do to stop it except sever the tie and leave it. You know, because the problem that I really see is a lot of people, without having representation, you can't change anything within the system anyway.
That's absolutely correct.
I mean, we can't change the fact that Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego own the politics.
No. There,
we can't do anything about that.
We are completely useless, helpless,
yeah.
and irrelevant.
Which is why it's criminal,
model.
Because they have made us economic slaves of California.
That's absolutely true. You know, we could sit here and spend the whole hour, probably between now and the end of the year, just naming things that California has done to harm us.
And that's from last year's numbers, not from this year's numbers. Maybe let's be honest here.
I'm still digging through the governor's budget for this year. And again, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and the things that they want to start implementing, you know, they want to be able to cut off your shower when they want. They want to be able to. They want to be able to put a filter on your barbecue. Yeah. You know, and these things sound like a. You know,
they sound like a joke.
They sound like a joke, but they're absolutely real.
Because government has gotten so far stretched over their means.
Yeah.
But they just keep reaching. And if we don't start slapping hands, they're going to take everything. I mean,
well,
that's the way that it
it's
is.
It's really easy to do when you can keep printing the money.
Yeah.
You just keep printing and printing.
But that's
printing.
A huge discussion. We can't get into the federal bank and the treasury and all that. We only have 15 minutes.
Yeah, Sovereign Minds will be on after this.
And they've got 2 hours, so.
You know, and, but that's what I talk about when we're talking about being down the rabbit hole, is you really need to have a complete and total picture of everything that's going on to really understand why it's going on. You have to understand that the government of China owns a huge amount of American debt. And what's keeping the American government, that is currently $18 trillion in debt, afloat, is the buying of American debt. And as they print new treasury bonds, the Chinese are the only ones that are snatching up treasury bonds to keep our economy afloat. But what a lot of people don't understand is the Chinese are demanding collateral for that. And they are quietly backing those treasury bonds with resources and land. You don't believe me? Go look at who owns the port of Long Beach. It's owned by the government of China. All of these resource grabs that we see going on, why did they want to push Cliven Bundy off of his ranch? Because there was a Chinese company that contributed to Harry Reid that wanted to build a solar plant there.
Yeah.
These miners that they're trying to push off of their gold claim in Oregon, guess who wants that land? The Chinese government.
Yeah. And the thing to remember, too, is this goes back in history. This is why history is so important. Kissinger.
Yes.
Kissinger sold or linked American debt to American property.
Yeah.
Okay. We will never pay back our debt to China. We have to realize this right now. We got to be like adults, you know. We're never going to pay back the debt. But China can take the land. And they're taking it up.
They are. That's you look at the National Monuments Act and the millions of acres that have been seized by the federal government.
In just last year.
And, you know, the shores off of the United States because they are being preserved. But they're not being preserved for our austerity. They're not being preserved for our children.
Yeah.
They're being preserved for other people's financial masters.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, that could never happen. Why don't you take a good long look at the Clinton Foundation? Look at the money that they took from Russia, and now Russia controls 51% of our uranium.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because it was sold out by our own government. And that is just a bigger picture of part of what's going on. But you have to understand this is part of the reason why California is operating the way that they are, because they are intentionally attempting to push us out.
Mm-hmm.
It's on purpose. They want us out of the way. They want us in the cities where they can control us, where they can contain us.
Where they can contain your food supply.
Yeah. So
yeah.
We don't want to put on too big a tinfoil hat this morning, but you need to start making yourself aware of these things that are going on. And again, at what point do we continue to sit and talk about it while it happens? At what point does it really truly become too late to do something about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what is that? I'm not suggesting any kind of action or solution. I'm asking the question, where is that breaking point, and what does that breaking point look like?
Well, I would argue that we're kind of there. And the reason why is because I quickly looked at the debt clock for both the nation.
Don't do that. It's depressing.
And for California. And each person in California owes between the federal government and state government $165,285 as of about 2.5 minutes ago.
What's the state portion of that?
$11,000
per person.
Per person, debt per citizen.
Oh, that's just the straight debt. That's not calculating.
That's not counting. This is saying that we only have $425 billion.
Okay. Yeah.
But the revenue. This is what gets me. The revenue for the federal government, of which we owe $154,000, is only $9,700 per person.
Yeah.
Okay. How does that even add up? Never paying it off.
Because our debt service is actually higher than our gross domestic production.
Yep.
We are borrowing more than we're making.
Yeah, so if you want to change something, you can't do it this far in debt.
And
you're an economic slave to the system.
Well, part of the problem is that we no longer produce wealth.
Yeah.
We have become a service wealth transfer economy. We don't make anything. America doesn't make cars anymore. We don't make... What do we make? We don't even make buck knives here anymore. Those are made in China.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm like, what do we make here?
Zippo lighters. We still make those in America.
We make flags.
We make flags.
Sometimes.
You know, but... And that's exactly the argument that we're making for Jefferson, is we would be so fantastic for the economy because we would not be up here transferring wealth. We would be
creating
producing
wealth. Yeah.
We would be cutting wealth. We would be harvesting wealth. We would be taking wealth. And then you take that wealth and then manufacture it into greater wealth. That's how it works. That's what we're after in the state of Jefferson. We don't want more government services because somebody has to pay for those. And the more government services you have, the more people have to pay for it. The less people have, the more people go on government services.
Well, in the last 2 years, I can say definitively that I would very much like the government to stop helping me because they're not.
No.
Like every single time they're like, oh, this will help you. It's like, okay, now we're further in debt. Now we can't afford that. I mean, for Pete's sake, we're mandated to have health care in our family. Mm-hmm. And we write it off on taxes.
Illegally.
We write it off on taxes.
Illegally.
I mean, come on. How about we just not have the health insurance until we can afford it?
How,
you know, little things.
Well,
little things in life.
Again, things that we can fix. As the state of Jefferson, we could opt out of Obamacare. We can opt out of all of these ridiculous federal programs that are going on. Another big one that is coming down is the COPS program that we were running on Shasta Lantern. The Department of Justice is seizing control of local police agencies through the use of grants, just like they seize control of the schools with grant money for Common Core.
And we will talk about that when we get right back, because that's a very, very important point. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Hello, my name is Dick Fighton and I'm president of Shasta Country MOA. Military Officers Association of America is a national organization with approximately 380,000 members. Our membership consists of military officers from all branches of the military. The purpose of MOA is to lobby Congress to maintain our military levels, protect our pay for our active duty personnel, benefits for active duty personnel, pay and benefits for retired personnel. They also support VA clinics and hospitals and many more issues too numerous to mention here. I'm appealing to all military officers to join MOA to help preserve the military you knew. Our local chapter of MOA, Shasta Country MOA, is a group of dedicated officers who participate in our community by providing scholarships and serving on many local community boards and committees. Please call Dick Fighton, 530-945-7975.
The 67th Annual Reading Rodeo is happening May 13th through the 16th, and they would like to take a moment to thank their sponsors for making Rodeo Week possible. Reading Bank of Commerce, the California Highway Patrol, Cottonwood Vet Clinic, Crown Motors, Foothill Distributing, Pendleton Whiskey, Golden One Credit Union, Jack in the Box, KIXC-TV, KRCR 7 News, MD Imaging, the McConnell Foundation, Mercy Medical Center, Omega Mortgage, Reading Distributing, Coors, Shasta.com, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Sierra Central Credit Union, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Sierra Pacific Industries, Sportsman's Warehouse, Tri-Counties Bank, Wells Fargo Bank, Wrangler, Justin Boots, and the radio station you're listening to. Thank you for investing in our community. Buy your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com or the Reading Rodeo box office.
Howdy, folks. Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the
perfect song for what we're dealing
it
with.
It is. Yeah. I always think, bye bye, California. Yeah. Bye bye.
Yeah. You know, and I've been doing a lot of thinking about, and I don't want to go too far into it, but I've been watching on the internet on this new challenge that's going around, and you see a lot of the people jumping up and down on the American flag and things like that. And I don't want to go off on that tangent, but. Something like that, it's like a gut punch. I'm just instantly pissed.
Where are their parents?
Well, And one of the things that I kind of take a step back and think about, though, is how sad is it that people in this country have become so disillusioned and so disenfranchised and so filled with hate and blame that that's where they're at. Because it was my teenager that hit me on this one, because I was going off about him jumping up and down on the American flag, and I was really pissed. And my teenager goes, "Well, Dad, would you jump up and down on the California flag?" And I'm sitting here thinking,
"She is a smart girl."
And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, at this point, I almost would. Yeah. You know,
almost, except for it costs $20 to buy the stupid flag.
Yeah, and that's not my form of protest.
No.
But. You know, it did. It kind of made me take a step back, because I've become that disillusioned and that disenfranchised. I'm lacking, not in the anger, I'm lacking in the hate. I'm, you know.
Well, hatred is something that's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Anger not so much as dangerous. Anger is something that you can fix, but hatred is something that just boils.
Yeah.
And it's there for a long time. And when you got somebody with hatred, they're dangerous.
Well, I used to love California so much, you know, and I used to love us for our quirkiness and our kooks and our weirdos and our rednecks and our hippies. I used to love the whole thing, because we used to be a state of dreamers and doers. And
Eureka, we have found it.
Yeah, come to California. If you dream it, you can make it happen. You know, some of the greatest innovations and some of the greatest thoughts and some of the greatest art, and California was responsible for so much. And then the people that are supposedly enlightened and want to help everybody and build this utopia have just taken it and choked the life out of it like vampires. They've just sucked the life right out of it.
Yeah.
And it's gotten so bad, it's like now we have to cut off a limb to save the body.
It's becoming gangrenous.
Yeah. And it's sad. And it is infuriating.
Yeah.
It really is. Just my happy thought to end the show, it really is kind of sad for me. I used to love this state so much.
Yeah.
And it's just a toxic, abusive relationship.
It is. And when you have, you know, an abusive relationship, as California is to the state of Jefferson, and they won't protect those in the state of Jefferson from the federal government. And you have, for example, the militarization of police forces, the centralization of police forces, and now possibly the federalization of many police forces. You have a Gestapo.
Yeah.
This is not the country that our grandparents grew up in.
And you look
and that's why we need the state of Jefferson, because we need somebody to stand up for us on the federal level, and only a state can do that.
And have our protections, especially when you have law enforcement agencies like Fish and Game running around willing to violate the rule of law. So now you have a police agency that's violating the rule of law, and they're militarized. What is that?
Yeah.
You know, we need to be paying attention to what's going on, because a lot of people wonder how
we
Nazi
got here.
Germany happened.
Yeah, and how that happened, yeah.
Yeah, take a look.
And one step that you can do today is go to fixcal.org, have your family vote, you vote. Remember, what, everybody else down, we go up. I didn't realize you could do that. But this is the Jefferson State of Mind. We will be back next week, I think. It's Mother's Day.
And we are in a race, Jefferson. We got to get this done before it turns into something else.
So it's time to make this yours, Jeffersonians.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in a boondock.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Baltimore's mayor has today lifted the citywide curfew a day ahead of schedule. The order for residents to stay home after 10 p.m. had been imposed after violence and looting erupted last week following the funeral of a man who died of injuries he suffered in police custody. The six officers who arrested Freddie Gray have been charged with felonies ranging from manslaughter to second-degree murder. The death toll in earthquake-stricken Nepal has risen to 7,250 today. This man says help is desperately needed.
Many people are suffering. So first we need, I think water is okay. We can manage, and then food also we need, and mostly the houses that will not broke next time.
International aid has been flowing into the country for nearly a week. SRN News is partnering with Project Hope to provide emergency relief supplies to the hardest hit regions of Nepal. If you'd like to help, go to srnnews.com. The Senate is...